The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. And you'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Hold them away. Just hold them away.
Or we'll just apologize in advance.
Ugh. All right.
I've been 15 seconds of dead air of me trying to get my wallet out of my pants. We'll just edit all that out.
Sure.
Probably not.
No.
What's this one going to be?
What do you mean?
Well, we're trying. Okay.
It's Dave's, a Q&A.
Yeah, but Dave's going on tour.
Well, now, this week is us backlogging.
This week. Because I'll be gone.
You're gone for a couple weeks. And then when you get back,
yeah,
we're in town together for like 3 days, and then I go away for a month.
So when you're back, we got to do four of them.
When you're back.
When I'm back.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Yeah.
This is a scheduling issue between... Yeah. The Boogie Monsters.
No, but I like these. I like the Q&As. We've done, maybe two of these so far?
But so now we're interrupting. This is going to come out in betwixt our ongoing coverage of the Flat Earth Theory and, whatever may be happening in Antarctica.
Yeah, I feel like it's more of an Antarctica episode. I don't think we need a third episode.
Why is Antarctica never melting? Everybody else like, climate change, everything else. Is it just because the alien, the UFO that lives underneath it is keeping it cold?
I think so.
I mean, if we're going to go with something, mm-hmm. I'll say that.
And it's on the edge of the Earth.
So, that's true. So it's on the outer edge.
Yeah.
So it's not. Over my weekend, I was out in the desert looking at the stars. And part of it came up with the flat Earth thing that just. I'm still mystified that anybody, like in the early ages, that people navigated with the cosmos.
Yeah.
Like looking up there and going like, all right, this is how I'm going to get from there to there. Still, I'm too dumb with math to put that together.
Uh-huh.
It blows me away.
Yeah.
To go from that. And I guess the Navy is still taught, I think Navy and Coast Guard still taught that method.
Of navigating.
Navigating by the stars. The stars, yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
I can't pick out one. I'm still the idiot at 4 years old, like thinking that Big Dipper, like pointing it out, like hey, if anybody's having a hard time, Big Dipper, Orion's Belt, and then the rest of them, not a fucking clue, no idea.
That seems so crazy because, like, if you're navigating from the stars, you'd have to travel hundreds of miles before you even notice an error. You know,
somebody was explaining to me, one of the guys that came with that. Well, yeah, notice an error, and especially what error if you're just in thousands of miles of sea?
Yeah, but like when you're using the GPS, the walking feature on the GPS.
Yeah,
I do that sometimes if I'm downtown in a city I'm not familiar with.
Yeah,
and I'll start walking one way, and it'll take
a minute to correct. Yeah,
for me to be able to tell if that which direction that dot is moving.
Yeah,
but. Sailing a boat in the ocean, looking at the stars.
Well, one of the guys took out a very simple device, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's basically the center of it. It's a disc, and you align the center of it up with the North Star. And the way to find the North Star are the two edges of the Big Dipper pan, not the handle, but the edges of it. Big Dipper usually looks upside down in the sky, like it's pouring out. Follow those two edges downward. Oh, you made a face after that one.
Is that Zanku?
You had Zanku chicken? Let's get to that. I mean, that should be... That's widely known that it's delicious.
It's not the chicken. It's the garlic spread that's...
I'll clean that out with my... I'll clean that out like a dog eating yogurt. Like, I'll just get my tongue in it. I don't care. I love that stuff so much.
Get it on your snout.
Oh, I just get right in there. I would not let a single bit of that go to waste.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'll put some in my hair.
Garlic gold, just for later.
Yeah, it's like pomade.
Oh, God, it's so good. But yeah, so the North Star is, as it was being explained to me, that's kind of a continuous, almost continuous spot throughout the evening.
Okay. So meaning that it doesn't move.
Doesn't really move much. With like, you know, you see the this is all what was told to me, not proven or researched. But the guy seemed to know what he was talking about. Shout out to Frank. That if you see these like time lapse photos or like these open shutter photographs when the stars have the trails behind them in the sky and they're rotating around a North Star. That's the constant in the sky.
Okay.
So you line this thing up with either you figure out where the constellations are in relation to the North Star and you could, it's a dial with other dials underneath it. And when you line those up, it'll tell you the date. Like, oh, if this constellation lines up at this point, like if direction's north here, but the North Star, I'm not doing a good job at explaining this. But it kind of simplified the idea of navigating with the stars. Like, if you can figure out that the North Star is always, you have one constant and you know which direction you're pointing in, or that's north over there with this other one, you could, I'm going to say the word triangulate because it seems like it fits here, but I'm probably wrong. You can. Oh, and by that right, I know what time it is, and I know what day it is, so therefore that's east, therefore that's west. It was an interesting little piece of small, almost a school child's tool.
It's interesting.
I still would get lost as fuck without it, but with it, but how did we get here?
It's like when Kramer brags to Jerry about how he doesn't need a watch, how he can just guess what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes... And Jerry goes, really? He goes, yeah, I can get it within 2 or 3 hours. And Jerry goes, well, I can do that. He can get it within 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. That's what, some people have that skill, though, where they can just like, 2:48.
Oh, man.
Get it within a couple minutes.
I've got a little of that. When we were all in Joshua Tree together, looking at the stars.
What time is it right now?
Okay. Let me think.
Are you looking outside?
I'm looking outside.
Because I only got two small windows in the annex. You can't see the sun.
I'm going to say it's 2:48. And I did not look at the phone.
It's 2:53.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
When we were on Joshua Tree, two nights in a row, I got it exactly to the minute. Just because Lisa... You can ask her. She was like, we're playing that exact game.
Yeah.
And two nights in a row, boom, nailed it on the dot. And this was like...
Also in Joshua Tree, you were filled with magic mushrooms listening to the World Series in Spanish.
Yeah.
So you're like an eccentric. Uh-huh. You're like a mad scientist. Oh, he can tell you what time it is on the nose. It's amazing. He's like a Swiss watch. He's also listening to baseball in a language he doesn't understand right now. So the other things you got to let slide.
The only thing we had access to.
Oh, anyway, sorry for a long story about just being in the desert. Also near whatever, I don't know if it was whatever naval base, but got to see jet fighters drop bombs that exploded about, it seemed, about 20 miles in the distance or whatever's down there by the Salton Sea.
You literally saw them
watch
drop bombs.
Jet fighters where they would fly close to their eyes and you'd see them shoot up in the sky and then you'd see an explosion on the ground and you could see them release the flares off the side, which was real cool if you don't think about what your tax money's actually being spent on and how we won't have, you know, fuck that healthcare system that's trying to help people. But we should probably drop these live bombs to practice.
Wow.
Can you drop empty bombs to practice?
I would imagine.
Yeah, can't you just fill them with something that would be the same weight?
I would just drop watermelons. That'd be even more fun.
If it's the same weight and you put the little fins on it, I'm saying, like, why the actual live rounds?
I would love to see that, like a prankster pilot just dropping watermelons in an urban area. Of course,
that you'll still die.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't want a watermelon dropped on me from 5 feet.
Yeah, not on.
That's a large fruit, Dave.
I would like to see one drop out of an airplane and splat on the concrete.
Well, if you agree with the idea of terminal velocity, you just drop one off the top of your van, and it'll probably go in just as fast.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not trying to shit on your dreams.
Yeah, it's okay.
But as far, also, what naval pilot that's, you know, gone through everything to get to the position of fighter pilot is also like, hey guys, funny gag. We're going to drop watermelons instead of the bombs this time.
We'll get them.
Take that, ISIS. Oh, no. Party bombs.
Sounds like something like a third world country's Air Force would do.
Without thinking about how to store them. Like, well, we're helping them. We're dropping food. Well, you didn't really crate it up, did you? And you dropped it directly into the city without parachutes. Okay, all right, so some trial and error, sure. Those early UN missions before they realized they needed to put parachutes on all the food.
What just a bag of rice.
Just, yeah, loads. Just 50-pound bags of grain took out a whole village.
The irony.
Turns out we needed to slow that stuff down before it hit the ground.
The UN killed my father. So you were in the desert, what, just doing a little horseplay?
Yeah, just banging the Jeep up a little bit.
Did you get into it?
Yeah, took some trails, rattled things around, lost one bolt out of the rack, but it was all right. Okay. Noticed it.
Right on.
And it was fun, man, just to get in the middle of nowhere. It was that super bloom everybody's been talking about in Southern California because we had rain, so the desert has had a bunch of flowers.
Oh, is that what they mean by the super bloom?
Yeah.
Keep hearing that. I wasn't smart enough.
Is that what they mean by the super blooms?
Wasn't smart enough to piece that together.
Yeah. It's just a lot of desert flowers. Okay. It's pretty enough.
I do like how all the mountains around here that are typically brown are just, it looks
enjoy
like a...
Enjoy it for the next 10 days.
Rainforest. Just green mountains.
We got, until July hits and things just light on fire because you looked at it wrong.
Yeah.
Which was last year.
Yeah. Well, cool, man.
Yeah. What
sounds like a fun trip.
It was a nice little get out of town before the craziness of telling jokes back to the world.
Yeah.
And it was good. And I listened to the S-Town podcast. Not that I should be promoting other podcasts on this one.
I've had more than one person tell me there's a character on there that sounds like my old Southern guy character that I do.
That's a character?
It's just,
what have you been doing a character?
No, in my stand-up, I have about five or six different Southern voices that I'll kind of...
Man. Well, then they're all in this.
Are they in there?
Then they're all there.
What's the setting? Is it set in the South?
Yeah, Alabama. Some town. I think it's about 30 miles outside of Birmingham.
Okay.
Woodstock, Alabama.
Interesting.
It's got a lot of twists and turns.
I have to check
a lot of a lot of intrigue.
Okay.
If you like that kind of thing.
Hmm.
You like a total bullshit, you listen to ours.
Yeah.
Well put together intrigue, NPR's gotcha. Just remember, any complaints you have about this podcast, there's lots of them out there. I hope you find what you're looking for.
We are short on the intrigue.
Yeah. There is nothing mysterious about how many things we think are mysterious. This podcast, nothing to the imagination.
Oh, man. Last time I saw you, I just Irish goodbye'd you.
Oh, man. That was Thursday night. The old 97 me.
We were standing there enjoying the show, and we were both getting at it pretty good.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I'm hungry, and I just wandered off.
Yeah, I just turned like – I assumed, too. I was like, oh, Dave left.
And it didn't even register till like 10 minutes later, like what I had done. It's like, oh, I just left the concert and didn't say goodbye to anyone.
That's fine. I think I saw you do like a hard, like people are enjoying a concert, but then somebody too much drink will do like one big head nod. where you bent at the waist is like, oh, yeah. And like a bend at the waist one, I think. I saw that out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh, Dave's getting at it.
Yeah.
And then you were gone within a few minutes. Like, oh, all right.
It's a good show, though, from what I remember.
It was. It was a real good show. And, big old thanks to Rhett Miller for the tickets and the backstage pass that you did not cash in on.
Yeah, I know. I left before that.
I went down there. It was a bunch of adults.
Yeah.
It was adults and some children. It was like a real adult backstage.
Okay.
So it was... It was nice. I went down there, paid my respects.
Yeah? Did you get to speak to Rhett?
Yeah, I just said howdy. He was talking. Greg Barrett was there, the guy who got me tickets for the original old 97 show that I went to.
Nice.
And so I saw him, and then, so thanks for the tickets. And what the hell did I do after that?
Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, I got pizza, fell asleep.
I staggered over to Denny's.
You got Denny's by yourself?
By myself, and... Due to my poor judgment, ordered the country fried steak and eggs.
Oh, that's not.
And it was bullshit.
Well,
it was garbage. Come on. Terrible.
Well,
it was like high school cafeteria style.
You mean it was like Denny's?
It's like, well.
Was it worse than what you thought Denny's was going to be?
Yeah.
Because Denny's is always like a level of not great that you can rely on, though.
Yeah, I don't mind Denny's. People shit on it a lot.
I don't mind
going and getting an omelet and some hash browns, but like, I think that's the problem. You got to stick to the basics.
Breakfast, do your breakfast.
French fried steak, a little too exotic to be eating at Denny's.
Yeah, that's a real safari dish over at Denny's, is country fried steak.
I mean, but it was just that.
Coming from the guy who wants to be buried in a Waffle House. Which is probably on the menu somewhere.
Whole different level, Waffle House. Far superior.
Country fried steak and eggs.
Yeah.
You don't think your taste buds were deadened by 12 hours of drinking whiskey?
Maybe that had something to do with it.
You rolled into my house drunk.
Hey, I knew we were going to Old 97s.
Just, hey, you want to record? Okay. And then 30 seconds later, you're at my door. Yeah, I've just been sitting in the van out front drinking Jim Beam. All right. Well, okay.
Hey.
Yeah, somebody wrote, we're doing
pre-game.
Somebody said start a Patreon to get Dave to stop living in the van.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
It's an internet fundraising thing.
Screw that.
Let's be clear. You choose to live in a van.
I don't have to live in a van. I get to live in a van.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
That's what I keep
I thought of
myself.
You, Dave, when I had to dig a hole in the desert to take a shit Saturday night.
What did you dig a hole for?
Just to be nice to the nature.
Yeah. Just let it fly.
No. No, Dave, no.
Just go behind a closed auto parts store with your shit kit. Have I talked to you about the shit kit?
Well, here we go.
We don't have to get into it.
No, I was camping, and I did see a lot of buckets with pool noodles taped to the edges of them. So that's your camping shitter.
Oh, my God.
What is that, too bougie?
Yes, that's too bougie.
All right.
Need a pool noodle for your little bum.
Yeah.
No. I have an emergency shit kit. Ugh. I try not to use it unless it's an emergency.
Hence the emergency shit kit title.
But get you like one of those milk crates. Like behind they're free behind grocery stores.
Yeah, I don't think they're free.
The black square.
They pick those up.
They fit 4 gallon drugs in there.
Yeah.
Get one of those and get you a 13 gallon trash bag liner.
Okay.
Throw that in there. And then you put half a roll of toilet paper in one pocket. Half because a whole roll won't fit in your average hip pocket. You put a thing of Purell in the other one. And then you take that and you don't do it in your van. This is my home. This is where I live. So you take the milk crate and the trash bag and your supplies there, and you just go behind, auto parts store.
I don't even know if I can laugh at this one anymore.
And then you do your business, and then you tie it up. But then the problem is you're walking back to your van in the middle of the night with a bag of shit and no dog.
Well, why not throw it in the dumpster you're shitting next to?
Well, yeah. I always look for a place, but sometimes there's not, I walk. I don't just take it back to the van and put it in a drawer.
If you're shitting behind a closed business, where do they throw their trash?
A lot of those dumpsters are locked up.
If you're already
so you got to find a public trash can.
Oh God!
So you just walk in the streets with a bag of.
Why not just cut the bottom out of that thing and why not just shit on the ground?
I have thought about that.
Dave.
No, not for shit. But no, seriously, I've thought about. Drilling a hole in the bottom of the van and installing some sort of funnel.
Oh, God.
That way I could just pee without having to get out.
Now, you know what? What's Maybe we do have to start a fundraiser.
Yeah. No, I'm all right.
I drilled a hole in my van so I could shit through the bottom.
No, not that shit. You pee in the hole. I go, come on. I'm a respectable dude. I shit in the alley behind a closed business. So how you doing, Kyle?
I mean... I dug a hole in the middle of nowhere to shit. I liked it. I think it's a better, just physically.
Nothing better than taking a dump outside.
I just meant the stance.
Oh.
I learned that when I went off-road a couple years ago, it was our first time. For all the backpacking I've done, I haven't done a lot. I learned that dig a bigger hole than you think you need. It's always you think, well, how much is big as a poop? And you dig a hole that's as big as the poop. You're not going to get in that hole.
Yeah.
I still dug a big old hole, shit right next to the hole. sitting right over it. Pants off, everything. I take everything off. I don't try and do it with the pants still on too much. This might be – we've probably lost a lot of listeners by this point.
Yeah.
This particular podcast. Is this – nobody wrote in and questioned, hey, how do you shit outside? But this is a question we answered on the listener question episode. nobody asked. Nobody asked what's it like to shit outside. But get used to it in Trump's America, everybody. They brought it back around to conspiracies and theories like that.
Smoked some wings the other day.
Yeah, you did.
It's not the same day I shit outside. Probably shouldn't be telling my friends about that.
Which one? That you shit outside?
Yeah, I mean,
just tell it into this microphone.
No, I smoked.
tell it into the people that want to shake your hand after a show.
Smoked 8 pounds of chicken wings. not just for me. There were other people involved.
That's kind of
It was fun. It was good times.
Dave, I'm seriously concerned about you shitting outside.
Why?
Did I say that?
I rarely shit outside.
Right.
What's outside.
Rare?
Well,
once a week?
I got a good system, you know?
Do you?
I got the YMCA. That's option A.
All right.
Libraries are very popular. Very clean.
Sure.
And then I'm a big fan of some of these particular grocery stores in our neighborhoods.
That's true. I know your theory on the grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's just the emergency scenario.
All right.
You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up with the bubble guts.
Yeah.
You know, what are you supposed to do? The gym's closed, the library's closed, grocery store's closed.
You want to treat yourself to a pool noodle around the edge of that crate?
Come on. And in public bathrooms, too, I don't use those. I don't use the paper toilet seat covers. Come on. Just man up.
No, I don't use those either. I just wipe the seat off.
You know,
but I'm just saying for comfort, so you're not sitting
and wipe it off. Oh. I feel like that does something. Like, at least my cooties are on there now. I spit on it and wipe it.
Now I'm going to start using those paper rings, knowing that that's how someone might clean off a toilet seat.
Whenever I see those, I like to – I've done this a couple times, and it's not my joke. I read it somewhere. But next time you're sitting there and you got the paper ring holder, if you got a Sharpie just next to it, just write free cowboy hats with an arrow.
I've seen that one.
That always cracks me up.
That was always like drunk at a Denny's coming out with one of those around your neck. Like, check out these.
Free cowboy hat. Oh, man. I love some good public bathroom humor.
Well, let's get you back out of these public bathrooms a little more often then.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Don't worry about me.
All right.
By the way, some listeners, I'm worried about. I'm fine. I don't know why everybody's worried about me.
Dave's fine, everybody.
Fine.
Dave's fine. Don't put your high beams on if you're pulling behind Pep Boys in the middle of the night to smoke pot, though. Catch old kidney stones over here. Fucking dumping out a breakfast burger from Carl's Jr. into his emergency kit.
Oh, boy.
Well, all right. So we had some suggestions. First off, the Michigan. Let's get this one out of the way. There's a lot of good suggestions. A lot of stuff about the skinwalkers that deserves full research. That's a lot of people wrote about skinwalkers.
Yeah, that's been on the list for a while. We're definitely going to get to skinwalkers.
This Berenstain's Bear. Somebody that was the Mandela effect that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we're like. That still screws me up. That you just remembered something. Like a whole group of people can remember something incorrectly. I remember Berenstain Bears,
mm-hmm.
not Berenstain Bears. And I saw it spelled Berenstain. I'm like, oh, that's wrong. I looked it up. I was like, nope, this was it. I'm like, how the fuck?
But couldn't that just be attributed to a lot of people just pronouncing it incorrectly, and therefore? Everybody just assumes that that's how...
It's not even pronouncing. It's like visually remembering watching the show. You know, it'd be like you just turn your head back into that belch, smelled it.
Ooh.
I feel like you're regressing, Dave.
What?
I think when we started the
podcast... I didn't turn and smell it. I shook my head.
Oh.
That's not a good one.
I thought you turned back over your shoulder to get a whiff off of it. Like, check her out. You catcalled your own exhaust.
Kyle,
you fucking threw one over your shoulder and turned back around.
No, I was shaking my head as if to say, sorry if you catch a whiff on
that one. I think everyone's shaking their head.
All right.
This
not
so
regressing.
But it's like say it's like somebody saying like no. The show was called Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And you went back and it was called Steinfeld. You're like, who the fuck? For years I've been watching exclusively Jewish named television programs mm-hmm. and getting it wrong.
According to my aunt, it is Steinfeld. You watch Steinfeld? Dave loves Steinfeld.
I think she's on the S-Town podcast. And all them funny Jew boys running around in the big city. but that I think we did talk about that at one point. That was interesting. That's worth interesting. Would you ever do something like a live Facebook feed? Ugh, no. Hate those. But yeah, I think that's the Skinwalker should be addressed. The Michigan Wolf Man. There's the Mexican Wolf Boys, which are real.
Yeah, which is a punk band that we came up with.
This Mexican Wolf Boys is a good band name.
Yeah.
If they, it was also made up of the Mexican Wolf Boys.
Yeah, they can shred.
Can't just sit here with a hairy face. You know, you can make a few bucks off of it, but eventually you got to learn a skill. All right, so it's a cryptozoological creature. That's up your alley.
Yeah.
That also linked, this is what we're talking about inside, also linked the Beast of Bray Road, which is a Wisconsin. Similar one in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I looked up, that's been spotted in Elkhorn, which is southern Wisconsin. This guy's coming out of Michigan, but you got no evidence of this thing traveling the skyway from Gary, Indiana, up 9094. Past Six Flags in Gurnee, regional knowledge to make that joke work. That's the exact route you'd have to go if you were coming up. This Wolfman's taking the fucking mega bus out of Grand Rapids, and nobody's claiming any sightings. Coming up, playing. I feel like that would be like a blue, like in, especially in the 80s when it came up. Man, fucking Wolfman. Played at Buddy Guy's Legends last week. Who's Wolfman? Is he like a new bass player? No, man, a fucking real Wolfman got up, sang some tunes, tried to play the harmonica. Whiskers got in the way.
That's no
Who's
more.
Whiskers? His Whiskers? No, Whiskers was an actual harmonica player. He's a house harmonica player. Whiskers Jefferson got real upset that the Wolfman was... I'll just do this joke for the rest of the episode.
That's no more absurd than a Wolfman being the star of his high school basketball team.
That this is all came... But if this is in 1987 when this became prolific, when was Teen Wolf?
85, I think. Something like that.
It was after mm-hmm. Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that Michael J. Fox could do anything in the 80s.
So this would have been right after that, I think.
So I'm like, you thought I could time travel. Yeah. What if I was also a teenage wolf monster?
He's got some range.
You know what, Michael J.? Hit it.
I like how everybody... in the school, just they were only shocked for about 10 minutes, and then they were just like, "All right, well, I guess." What was his name? What was the character's name? Marty? No, that's Back to the Future.
Marty McWolf. They didn't even get. They just changed the creature on the end of his Scottish heritage.
Like, yeah, I guess he's just a wolf. Don't worry about him.
All right. So the Michigan Dog Man. Which is spotted in the mainland Michigan, not with those drunk Polacks up in the UP.
Not the UP?
Nope. And do I have to apologize for calling the UP full of drunk Polacks? I'm from the area. I know who you are. I'm part drunk Polack myself. Originally reported, or allegedly first reported in 1887, supposedly comes in a 10-year cycle. So here we are in 2017.
Huh.
Which, what's... I mean, why would that... Why would a wolf man... Like, oh, 10 years, I just do anniversary tours.
That's a good question. Maybe he's in other places the rest of the time. Maybe he's a world traveler.
Oh, you think that's it? He's just making... Maybe that's why. Maybe it's every... He comes on the sevens. He's showing up around the Mars Cheese Castle.
What's that?
That's another Wisconsin reference.
Okay.
Right after you cross over the border into Wisconsin from Illinois. First off, this is just right. Like it's the Mars Cheese Castle. It's not made of cheese, but it's a castle that sells a lot of cheese. Never made it inside. Always drove by. Like I got to stop there one day. But then I never did.
I do like all those cheese tourist stops.
I love it's always like you're always trying to get somewhere and you're like, I don't want to pull off the highway. You know when you see stuff, you're like, one of those days I'll stop there and be like, I'm either just about to get home in an hour.
Yeah.
Or about to get to my destination in a couple hours, so you don't want to fuck off. But every time, like you go, it's fireworks. You go to fireworks, Indiana or Wisconsin for fireworks. It wasn't when I was younger, but like it was also like the drinking age was 18 instead of 21. Mm-hmm. But like friends would get busted because they get by fireworks right over the border, and then the state troopers, Illinois state troopers, would just sit there with binoculars and watch which cars would pull off into the fireworks place. Crazy Kaplans, apparently. This crazy Kaplan, the billboards were up. He's a very nervous man who would sell fireworks, according to the billboard. I don't know why that was always the sales pitch for fireworks, is that this guy is not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to buy some explosives from him. Maybe you want to enter his giant warehouse full of explosives by this guy who is just sweating. Like everybody that who sold fireworks was always like, I might die at any moment, according to billboards in the Midwest. And please come into the most dangerous place you can. Come into my warehouse full of fireworks sold by a mentally unstable man.
Who's buying fireworks other parts of the year? I get a lot of sales in June and early July. Who's buying fireworks in November?
I mean, when you just live in the middle of nowhere and before you start doing meth, you're just like, well, we can get some fireworks.
I never understood that because we've got them in the South. There's you always had, growing up in Georgia, you always had to go to either Alabama or Tennessee to get fireworks.
Okay, Illinois was Indiana or Wisconsin if you're in that.
So right on the borders, you know, if you're taking 20 west out towards Alabama or 75 north up through like Chattanooga and Nashville, right on the borders was tons of them. But I was always like, well, who's buying these other parts of the year?
The same way you can have a Christmas shop in the mall that's open year round, and then once in a while they'll throw a few Easter things up in the window. But primarily they're there for the season.
I think it's a front.
You think?
I think crazy Larry's got some other stuff going on.
Well, what else? I mean, you're already just selling explosives. What else? I remember my friends would be like, oh, my cousins live near State Line, and they're coming up with some gear. And it was like we would just gather around the trunk like it was a mafia heist. Like it was the fucking Lufthansa heist. Like what did we get away with? And the trunk would all be like, holy shit. And like I was raised, like, fireworks are dangerous, like, because we didn't have them that much. And so it did show up like, oh, we're just going to have like, oh, here's a 5-year-old kid. Give him a Roman candle. Point it at everybody. It's fun. Like, are you fucking crazy?
The De Niro grabs it out of your hand. Take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back. I don't know where you got it. Take it back.
Well, I tell you about showing it off. It was. My friends had stories about like sitting in front of a bush they lit on fire with Roman candles and cops pulled up like, all right, where are the fireworks? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? Oh, what? No, this barbecue went a little nuts. But all right, so Michigan dog man.
Michigan dog man.
I'm trying to believe this.
Yeah, I've heard about old Michigan dog man for a while.
7 foot tall, blue eyed or amber eyed, bipedal canine like animal with the torso of a man and fearsome howl that sounds like a human scream. This just sounds like Ted Nugent.
There was a great episode of Monster Quest about the Michigan dog man, or wolf man, maybe that's what they call him, years ago. Did you ever watch that show, Monster Quest?
All the TV shows throw me off.
It was one of the kind of discredits.
It kind of takes away the fun of believing in the stuff when you have actual people like that you don't agree with. I saw him, like, you look like an asshole.
I loved it. It was on for 3 or 4 seasons. Probably should have just been on for one because after about 5 episodes, they just started making up monsters.
That's what I mean. You get to like river monsters. Oh, that one's unbelievable. That one's believable. It's like, wow, this is the Indiana tire snake of South Clark County. Like one guy wrote in and you're like, all right, we got to fill out a season's worth of episodes. It was okay. First alleged encounter, according to Wikipedia, Wexford County. Two lumberjacks saw a creature what they described as having a man's body and a dog's head. That's just, that's it. That's a hat. That's one hat that you made out of a dog because it was 1887 in Michigan.
Could have just been a long-haired ugly man.
Yeah, look at what Ted Nugent wore in the 1980s.
Yeah. Where do you stand on Ted Nugent's music?
I think I played Stranglehold once, and it's still on.
Yeah.
I think I started it once, and it's still playing.
Never scratched that itch for me.
You didn't?
Even before.
Your cat scratch fever didn't get itched?
I mean,
yeah, look where it got.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Come on.
But there was just something lacking, something missing in old Ted Nugent. It's like your crazy uncle decided to.
Yeah, well, now he's batshit. Fuck, I need to bow hunt things. Like, he's just too much of a dude for me. Yeah. You ever see guys that, like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to you in your life?
Take it easy.
That somebody just claimed you weren't man enough,
yeah.
And now you're just out fucking a steak and, you know, trying to shoot Jesus with a crossbow. Like, what happened in your life?
Yeah.
Who threatened your manhood?
I'm always leery of those guys. You know,
yeah.
What are you compensating for? Just relax.
Would you be a fucking man?
Yeah.
Be a man. Like, nobody's saying you're not a man.
Yeah, take it easy.
I mean, you swing from ropes during your live show. You shoot flaming arrows. You already shred on guitar. Like, that could have been it.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, like, watch this. Wicked solo on a guitar. Like, that's you've earned your keep. That's cool.
Yeah.
But then, like, also, by the way, I got to wear zebra skin, like I gotta wear every piece of fur and leather, and I gotta eat live rabbits and whatever the fuck. Like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah,
he's a lunatic, but he always was.
What are the cues?
Michigan's got a weird batch up there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, spotted many times in the Upper Peninsula. Didn't read that before. Horses that had died of fright were nearby, surrounded by dog tracks.
Died
Maybe
of fright.
It was dogs.
What do you mean, died of fright?
Horses? No, okay. Here's something. Here's a piece of tidbit. Two pieces of information I'm going to share with you right now.
Okay.
Before I forget them.
Lay it down.
Learned one this weekend, that if you're in an emergency and you got maybe you're not in an emergency. You got a leaky radiator and you got no way of fixing it, you can crack an egg in a radiator.
Hmm.
And that's a temporary fix. If like being in the desert where we were, if you didn't have hose or anything, I guess somehow that'll go through, like when you put tire sealant in it. It'll kind of work that way, and I guess maybe it heats up and temporarily seals the leak in a radiator.
Okay.
That was what I was told there. And also, one of the weird things that you overhear, or not overhear, we asked. Rachel and I were in Denver. Yeah, that's the people. I don't know what the fuck they're doing next door at this point, if you hear that noise. Horses. Rachel's grandparents had a ranch with horses, and then we were at a bar in Denver. Long story short, anyway, met some girl. She's like, oh yeah, I actually work with horses. And Rachel out of nowhere goes, how come horses die so easy all the time? I didn't even know this was a thing. The woman immediately, without blinking an eye, goes, because they can't throw up.
What?
Do you know that? Horses can't throw up. And so if a horse has an indigestion stomach problem, dead.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to say dogs jumping around scaring horses and gives them indigestion and they can't throw up. So that's some information.
Hmm.
I was amazed at how quick – first off, that was Rachel's first question to a stranger we met at a bar. Yeah, I work with horses. How come they die so easy? They can't throw up. It was the quickest solution to a weird question I'd ever seen in my life. But anyway, so yeah, dog bullshit on this.
I always assume they just die of boredom.
Well, no, you're a horse. You just out. You could like you can gallop.
You ever see a horse just standing out in the field? Looks bored as shit.
That's all it wants to do.
I'm just standing here.
You think it wants to have somebody on its back?
No, but I mean, it'd be nice if there were tasks and adventures for him to go on.
Look at cats.
Yeah, but cats do.
Look at all animals. All they have to do is survive. And once there's not a predator, they're probably just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I guess so. They just always look so bored. Feel bad for them.
Well, let a few dogs out there, and they'll die.
Hmm.
Or they'll get excited. Anyway, so these are the reports, this Michigan dog man, which sounds like, if it's in the 1800s, I just keep thinking of where he's wearing the bear head. Is that in The Revenant? Or is that some other movie where he's got the bear head on his...
Hey, going back to horses real quick.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if I talked about this, but this bothers me.
Okay.
All right. We both go hiking a lot. We're not a lot, but some.
We get out there. We're enjoying the nature of Southern California.
Yeah. I try to hike at least once a week. And everywhere you go, like in Griffith Park,
yeah.
You can't walk 20 yards without a sign that says, be sure to pick up after your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody, pick up after your dog. Pick up after your dog. And those signs are right next to 18 pounds of horse shit.
That, I agree. We're going to do the leaf blower right by the window. Okay.
How about you pick up your 18 pounds of horse shit?
I agree with that, too. Like, on a trail that, yeah, a giant, giant mound of horse shit is...
Oh, that's fine.
That's just going to be there.
Yeah, leave that there, but...
Well, maybe it's because maybe 5 horses go on that trail a day versus 400 dogs.
I thought about this. I think it's maybe because the rider doesn't know that the horse is shitting. Could that be a thing?
You don't think you feel it inside the horse?
What do you think? How would the rider feel the difference? What do you mean?
Get skinnier?
This guy seems lighter all of a sudden.
Oh, we're trotting now. Oh, I see why.
But it just seems odd. It's just, I saw the other day, it looked like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to have a shovel and a hefty bag.
That's what they do after the parades. It's a similar...
You know, maybe remind the horse riders, you know, hey, pick up your horse shit.
I think they get a pass just for having horses. I don't think I'd want a horse.
Seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah, they just have scary eyes. The eyes always look like, oh, why? Oh, I got caught. You know, they never look, horses never look like, oh, I'm so glad to be here. They always just looking around like, ah, shit.
All right, are we done with the dog man?
Yeah, I'm going to say, okay, regional Bigfoot.
Yeah.
If you're going to go cryptozoological, I'm going to say, yeah, regional manifested beast by drunkards.
Hmm.
You know? Although, I mean, you got wooded areas.
The UP is crazy up there, man.
I still haven't been through. I'm fully informed of the UP by a joke polka band called the Upers, which my uncle played a tape for when I was a child. And it was just a, you know, oh, okay, oh, over there then. Okay, all right, here's another tune. And I don't know. Best comedy I'd heard in my life up to that point was the Upers.
Yeah, I spent a month in Michigan one time and went all up in that UP and...
Yeah.
It's some wilderness. It's legit. It's way out yonder.
You're camping? I think it's the Boundary Waters up there? No, that's Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say I'm going to say maybe you got yourself a dog man, but
yeah.
I'd be curious to know his route through the greater Chicagoland area undetected to creep out the forks of the folks of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. I want to know that documentation. How did he get? Maybe he swam.
Maybe so.
Dogs love water.
Let's get some other questions going on here.
All right.
What do you got?
Let's see. Who's saying what? Obviously, oh, we said the skinwalkers. People had food questions.
What are you guys' favorite snacks?
Oh, man.
Pudgy Viking asks, what are our favorite snacks? Do you have a go-to? Like, let me set up the scenario, all right? It's Friday night, whatever. You're staying in. You're throwing caution to the wind when it comes to your diet.
No matter what, just having a snack.
Yeah, I'm going to watch something. I was going to say I'm going to watch the game, but you wouldn't be into that. But, you know, you're going to watch whatever the hell you watch.
Let's talk about you were upset with WrestleMania being covered by legit sports.
Next.
Should we answer snacks first? Or
we'll do snacks and then we'll get into that.
All right. Before you would get up, what would you be eating when you get upset that WrestleMania is on actual sports networks?
Well, if I'm in the mood for a cracker, if I'm going to go the cracker,
okay.
the salty, crunchy route, Cheez-Its. Original Cheez-It. for my money, can't beat it.
Very few foods am I just like, don't need that. Cheez-Its, one of them. And I'm not saying they're bad.
Uh-huh. Just doesn't do it for you?
Are you Cheez-Its, it's Goldfish.
Goldfish
yeah.
It's inferior to the Cheez-Its.
Yeah, it seems like a cat snack that you accidentally ate. You're like, well, it's all right. I see why the cat likes
it. It does look like a cat treat.
Yeah, it seems, I see why the cat likes these. Whoops, I ate one of these, but okay.
I love a Cheez-It. If I'm going like the cookie route, I'm a sucker for like any sweet grocery treats. Store or bakery type cookie, like in the bakery section.
Oatmeal, like the chemically moist oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, that's good. If I'm going, big cookie, if I'm going, industry cookie, commercial cookie.
Factory made.
I'm a big fan of the double stuffed Oreo.
Otis Spunkmeyer. Nobody's taking that porn name. There's so many good porn names. Otis Spunkmeyer hasn't been taken.
Doug Benson had that joke about, I'm not doing it justice, but he's like, when I was a kid, we were poor, so we had to always eat the knockoff brands. We would eat heinous anus cookies. Anus, anus.
Oh.
But yeah, I like a good double stuffed Oreo. Don't get me started around the holidays. One of the greatest things that Oreo has ever done is that white fudge Oreo.
Haven't had.
Not had a white fudge Oreo?
I don't fuck with, if I go sweets, it's usually the fruit sweet route.
What, like
Sour Patch Gummy Bears.
Okay.
Bulk bin Sour Patch Gummy Bears. You'll find my dead body next to an empty 10-pound bag.
Really? That's your jam?
I love them things, man.
Yeah, I love the gummy bear.
I make myself sick on those. Like, I don't know when. Like, I'll get too many at the movies and don't know when to stop eating them.
Bulk bin candy, milk chocolate almond.
Okay.
I don't mind the dark chocolate either. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate covered almonds. Oh, boy.
You know what I tangled with this weekend was a jalapeno-flavored Fritos. Not even.
I don't think I've had those.
Neither did I. And I saw them in a store. I'm like, well, Frito. All right. Because plain Fritos are kind of like, meh. But then chili cheese Fritos, delicious. Jalapeno Frito, very good. Probably on par with chili cheese. Also, everybody likes hot Cheetos. Get the fuck out of here with hot Cheetos. Jalapeno cheddar Cheetos, where it's at.
Hmm. Haven't had that either.
I love that trash.
I'm not a big fan of the flavored chip stuff. That dust.
I'll eat all that
chemical
bullshit.
Dust.
Fully loaded Ruffles.
Fully loaded. What's in a fully
like
loaded?
Like baked potato. It's supposed to be like baked potato Ruffles.
Like a loaded baked potato style Ruffles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
I don't see them anymore.
That sounds good.
For a brief moment. I feel like everything I've liked the best existed until they found out how many diseases it caused. Mm. And I would binge on it. Like, my family always – this is what was weird. Sorry to go regional again. Canfield Soda, which nobody knows that brand, had diet chocolate fudge pop.
Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh.
Here's the thing.
Gross.
A regular version never existed. Only a diet version of this existed.
Really?
Which means the chemical composition apparently was so toxic that like whatever came out, like if we put sugar in it, it just caused lab rats to double in size overnight and then explode. But if we leave the sugar out, it's kind of like a, it's not bad for you. Like, I don't know, but it would show up. My mom would get this stuff every week, and every week my sister would be like, this stuff sucks. And I think she purposely, because she liked it.
I can't even imagine.
And then knew nobody else would fuck with it. So she had it all to herself.
So was it kind of like a cola base?
It was a cola. It was a carbonated cola beverage.
But it, like cola, like the caramel color.
Bubbly, carbonated.
Chocolate.
Diet chocolate fudge. So it didn't even just taste like chocolate fudge. It had the chemical flavor of diet.
Ugh, which I hate.
Like when you have Diet Coke or something, like, oh yeah, that's diet. It had that in with chocolate fudge and carbonated. Never saw a non-diet version of it because, like I said, I'm sure it killed. I'm sure they emptied that into a into a river.
By the way, people keep chirping at me on Twitter. You got kidney stones because you drink Diet Coke. I hate Diet Coke. I mentioned a few weeks ago how occasionally I'll enjoy a Diet Mountain Dew. But the Diet Coke we were talking about,
that's
part of the
more
remedy.
Repulsive than you shitting behind a Pep Boys.
That's part of the Diet Coke I drank was part of that remedy I was telling you about. And I'll just sit around and drink Diet Coke.
Part of that remedy.
I hate Diet Coke. Ugh.
What? Yeah. I wonder what that.
No. You never have a hankering for a Diet Mountain Dew? Citrus
fucking
soda?
Fucking no.
You don't like a citrus soda?
Yeah, I'll get a squirt. Like, if I'm going to have one, I'm going to have one, uh-huh. You know? I'm not going to get a diet one.
I just feel like a regular Mountain Dew is just.
I'm not drinking Mountain Dew because I'm not 11.
I don't drink Mountain Dew either. But occasionally I get a hankering for a citrus soda. Not a fan of the squirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's too grapefruity. Too much grapefruit.
That's where it's at for
me. Like the ambiguous.
What about a slice? I love an orange slice.
Do they still make those?
I don't know.
Those were big back in the day.
Yeah, orange slice.
Anyway.
All right. Well, okay. Those were snacks. We talked about snacks.
Oh,
should we go back to the
wrestling thing?
Oh, this. Yeah, you came in the house bent out of shape about this.
Okay, I'm working on a bit about this. I'm into some stupid stuff, so I'm not gonna bash the 40-year-old who's obsessed with wrestling. Okay. Mm-hmm. That being said, if you're 40 and a balls deep into wrestling, that's fine. But you don't get to be a cynical, smarmy prick about anything mm-hmm. else. You can't have hard opinions about indie films and then be a 40-year-old wrestling fan. Okay? So pick one or the other. So, but, okay. Although, it is weird that it's so popular now. So many 40-year-old, 35-year-old dudes are obsessed with wrestling. Regardless of what I think about that, okay.
Have you watched professional wrestling?
I have.
It's exciting.
It's stupid.
Dave, we went to Demolition Derby 2 weeks ago.
I'm sure if you go see wrestling live.
You tried to bribe your way into Demolition Derby, and you left with a smile you couldn't punch off your face.
My point is they make real sports and real movies. Why a shitty version of both? Okay? Anyway, that's not my point. I'll let that slide. You want to watch wrestling, you're 40. Hey, that's your own thing. What I have a problem with is last night I was at a mm-hmm. friend's house and I was watching SportsCenter. And SportsCenter interviewed, they went live after WrestleMania to whoever the guy was that won, some dark-headed dude. And they were interviewing him the same way they would interview LeBron James or somebody after the big game. Like, and I know you have a beef with that, but here's my point. Like, SportsCenter. What are you doing to us? We're all aware that this is fake. They're talking to this guy and treating it like he didn't know how it was going to turn out. Like, what was going on? What was going through your mind when you gave him that last spear or atomic punch or whatever the hell? And then, you know, in his brain, he was like, well, I was just doing what the script called for. Whereas an athlete truly didn't know if that shot was going to go in or not.
Well, yeah, but that's my argument is that wrestling is sports entertainment. If you've watched the athleticism in wrestling,
of course,
is on par with every single other sport out there. I would
of
say,
of course, I'm not gonna dispute that.
And without that choreography, guys would get seriously hurt like mm-hmm. that. And I don't know much about wrestling. It's one of those things that when I watch it, I'm like, oh shit. That's well done, mm-hmm. and they put the storylines yes. in it.
It is dangerous.
But you're
it
upset
is athletic.
About them reporting something that
the
storyline.
Yes,
but then fucking fuck all sports interviews because I don't. I would rather hear someone who is trained to be not only an athlete but also an engaging entertainer talk about what happened than just some fucking dipshit who's amazing at any sport and like what happened out there. Well, we played basketball and they played basketball and we played basketball and they won at basketball and we lost at basketball. That should be every sports interview because there's nothing else to report from an athlete. What happened out there when you won? Well, they played the sport and I played the sport and we were better at the sport today. That's every sports interview. Maybe the coach can offer some ideas about theory or this and that. But I don't give a fuck. You watched the game. You saw what happened at the game.
I agree. I'm not going to argue that point. Most athletes
at least
are
there's
terrible.
A charismatic person coming in reporting, and also like what's it's sports? Who cares?
But my point is, they were treating it like. My point is like
wrestling is like soccer. It's just as fictionalized, except with more emphasis put on the drama. Like it's the only thing interesting about soccer is that somebody pretends to get hit and then rolls around crying.
Oh, don't get
like,
me started on that.
That's delightful to me.
But they were just doing it in a tone that as if the wrestler didn't know what the outcome was going to be, when of course
but
he
sure.
did.
Well, they're playing into it.
Exactly. SportsCenter's playing into it, and it's insulting. It's like, hey, idiot, I know this isn't real. Like, stop acting like
it was a major event.
It was a major event. I get that, but I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's no other outlet for it. Maybe SportsCenter or ESPN is the closest thing.
Well, maybe because it's a major SportsCenter is going to get ratings because people are there interested in wrestling. Like, well, how come you're not covering
that's
this?
What
thing?
It is.
This
what
athletic
it is.
Feat.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it this like, okay, yeah, they know the outcome of it, but it's like figure skating or anything else. They cover the Olympics. Why well, there's still? I guess what you're the fact that okay, how. What was he asking him? Like, how did you think you won? How did you?
He was asking him typical, you know, post game type questions, like what was going through your mind when this happened, and this, and it was like,
and the characters answering.
It just, I don't know. I've never. Maybe part of it is I was a huge wrestling fan when I was a kid, and maybe I was like, well, I wish they would have covered it back then, because, and I used to think about that, like when I was a kid, wrestling was kind of, it flew under the mainstream because you never, there was no reference to it in any other. Media outlet.
Yeah, it's huge now.
But I don't know. It just was very bizarre because sports, kind of one of the points of sports is that it's a real life competition where the outcome is not predetermined, unlike reality TV or drama
or whatever.
Unless
you listen to our previous episode about sports conspiracies.
True, true. But just the fact that they were just – it felt like they might as well have been interviewing Santa Claus. Like it felt like –
if SportsCenter got an exclusive interview with Santa Claus, I would finally be watching SportsCenter.
I just found it so bizarre. Like, at least kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the viewer of like, yeah, we get that this isn't real.
I see what you're saying.
But there was such a serious tone about it. And I'm like, everybody knew what, you know, everybody involved, the fans didn't know, but every wrestler at WrestleMania last night knew what was going to happen.
But then
stop pretending that it was dramatic.
The interview is for the fans to continue that story.
Yeah, I guess so. It just seemed weird, you know, right sandwiched between the March Madness and the NBA and whatever. Like, oh, and then here's a thing that everybody involved knew what the outcome was going to be, unlike other sports.
Yeah. Well, the people in play knew what it was going to happen.
Why is it so popular nowadays? It truly baffles me.
Because have you watched it?
I have.
It's very entertaining. It's got a storyline. It's athleticism. Mm-hmm. It's to visually watch it, it's impressive. Mm-hmm. To know what the physicality of these people, of the people involved. And then you throw a story on top of it.
Yeah.
You throw a soap opera on top of it to follow. So now you put stakes on whether if somebody wins, they got to – I don't even know the storylines. But if they win, they got to leave the sport. You've created drama on top of the athleticism.
No, I get it if you're 11 or mentally challenged. Like it's very entertaining.
Well, hate mail can be directed to Dave over this
one. Not that there's anything – but I get like
– fucking Diet Mountain Dew shits behind a Pep Boys wants to take on pro wrestling. Strong stance, Dave. Strong stance.
It's just I feel like y'all have heard of real sports, right?
Yeah, and they're fucking drag.
I'd much
football.
Rather,
you know what football is all the time? It's still football,
which is great.
If you like specifically football, if you like story and romance and drama and athleticism, wrestling's there for you.
Hmm.
You're giving it all to me. As opposed to, well, here's football again. That team's that team. There's the other team. And they want to get the ball there, but the other team wants to get the ball there. So they're going to have a fight in the middle of the field like every fucking game. I like baseball because it's lazy. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's a sport originally made for cats.
How so?
Because it's just slow and eventually a ball goes somewhere and everybody's like, oh, what? Where did that one go? Let's all run after it. And the rest of the time, you're just drinking beer and eating hot dogs and hanging out with your friends, and it's fun, and it's not all fucking aggroed out.
I know it sounds like I'm shitting on wrestling. It's not that I don't like it. I don't understand. I don't see what everybody else is seeing. You know? It's just like...
It's story.
I grew out of it when I was 10.
It's story. Well, that's the whole thing. Like, why be ashamed? Like, what's... I still watch skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's all 13-year-old professionals, 13-year-old millionaires.
But I've had friends who are obsessed with wrestling shit all over MMA. And I don't understand that.
Well, MMA just, that's just, that's, I mean, I know there's technique and stuff in there.
Of course there's technique.
But that's just like, all right, well, both these guys forgot their kids' names for a while. Yeah, I guess one of them's a winner.
No, there's... It's an incredible amount of technique involved.
I get it. I mean, even with boxing, too, it's like, you know, and it gives people focus.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, and helps people out of situations. It's very interesting to watch two human beings pummel the shit out of each other.
Of course.
Any sport, I mean, with the whatever CTE, that which is also at risk with like with the stuff that I like, BMX and skateboarding and stuff, that's a huge risk.
And I think that's my point, though, with wrestling. It is so fascinating. Like, combat sports are fascinating. You know, whether you're into them or not, just the concept of like, oh, these two well-trained athletes are going to go and fight each other. Or, you know, I know some people think it's barbaric or whatever, but like with wrestling, it's like they're pretending to do that. Like, I would rather – and yes, they are incredible athletes. They're all in great shape. They're flying around. But, like, I want to know who could really win in that.
No, but you see a lot of crossover between the people that like comic books and the people that like wrestling. It's the same thing. These characters have built up.
Yeah.
So not only does somebody have to work on their physical being and their physical choreography of that match, they also get to come up with a persona and who they are. Are they a villain or are they a hero? Like, those storylines, that's fun to me. Like, that's interesting. I would rather watch wrestling than basketball. And I don't watch either. But if the choice was put to me, and I heard seeing a live basketball game is pretty fun, but I'm not good at basketball. I don't care about basketball. Squeak, 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 squeak. Fucking, it's always basketball. There's nothing else. It's nothing like, well, I mean, once in a while, the media or what it might try and make, ooh, well, this guy's a villain and this guy's a hero.
Yeah,
and once
Durant's
in a while,
going back to Oklahoma City to play his old team.
Whatever that means. Yeah. That's like the lowest level of, well, no, this guy is actual. Not only does he have to be in the gym 40 hours a week to maintain his body, he's also puts in fake contact lenses to be a demon in front of millions of people. So, like, I see that. I'm like, that guy's wearing fake contact lenses. It's so dangerous doing these moves. If one of those breaks in your eye, I'm scared for him.
No, I get it. I think just what threw me for a loop last night was it's the first time I've ever seen it on SportsCenter, and just the concept of everybody pretending that it was a real event.
Do they talk about the halftime show on SportsCenter?
I don't think they do. I mean, they might reference it, but they're not interviewing Lady Gaga, you know, after
but
the
all the SportsCenter ads that are fun. They're funny ads.
Yeah,
they incorporate
do
athletes.
Yeah.
So they're already playing into that element.
Yeah. 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 And I don't know. It's just the first time I've ever seen it. Maybe they've done it in the previous years, but like,
I mean, it was WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it was the
Which one was
the
it?
Insanity?
Because it's been going around, going along for a long time.
I don't know.
I loved it when I was a kid. Don't get me wrong. Everything you said, I agree with. It's just, and that's my point. If you're 40 and you want to love it, that's fine. But you can't be. I know. I have had roommates.
I feel that way about all sports.
Cynical assholes about so many things. Just over it. Ugh. You know, we've talked about those type of people before. Just the joyless, I'm over it type. But yet this is the one thing you've chosen to go all in on.
It's just because it is silly and you're letting go. Like, I feel that way about sports in general. I feel the same way about an adult man in a football jersey that's not on the team as I do about someone watching wrestling. Like, all right, this is a thing you celebrate as a juvenile. I still wear Vans. Because, boy, they grip the pedals real good. What pedals? What pedals?
What you?
I'm walking.
You shred.
Yeah, and I don't wear Vans when I fucking ride. I wear a mountain bike shoe. But I still want to fly my little flag, which isn't that Vans are a popular shoe now. But it used to be flying your flag when you were younger, like a skate, like a Santa Cruz shirt or a band shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes you still wear a band shirt when you're 40. It's like, wear a regular shirt. It's like, I don't want to identify with this. I like this. This is what I'm entertained by. And I'm entertained by wrestling when I watch it.
Well, maybe I need to give it another shot. It just and it's not even that I don't like it. I'm just I'm confused by the mass popularity of it.
It's because it's real good now. And people aren't ashamed to enjoy it.
If the Road Warriors came back, I would be into it. I was that was my team when I was a kid.
And if you think about it this way, especially as a stand-up comic, read I think it's called Have a Nice Day. It's Mankind's book. Mick Foley's book.
Yeah.
And like the parallels between wrestling and hustling to get gigs and how you gotta travel on your own dime to get same thing to get to the big time.
Yeah. And this is all bizarre coming from me since I was kind of loosely loosely affiliated.
Yeah, exactly. How come you were not?
It's Chris Jericho's tour manager for 2 years. Yeah. Fozzy. I got to meet all those guys. I met The Rock. I met, this is back in 2000, 2001. Whoever was big back then, we went up and played their Sunday Night Raw or Sunday Night Heat or something. They performed live, like kind of basically the halftime show of one of these huge wrestling televised events, and I got to meet all these dudes.
And you're not on board with the...
It's not that I'm not on board. I'm just, I think I'm more, I'm so confused by the obsession that it prohibits me. I need to sit down. I should have gone over to someone's house and watched WrestleMania yesterday.
I mean, I still wasn't going to do that. I mean, I had shit to do. But I get... All right. Well, when you got... All right. So we got that out.
What else? What other questions we got?
Well, somebody says they want to hear you go nuts about the downfall of country music.
Oh, jeez.
I was listening to some on the way back. And it's just... All it is just... It's just hack comedy.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's the dumbing down of America.
It's the, like, the same reason you listen to, like, or not you listen to, but there's a formula that works to make money, and that's why it exists.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, it doesn't mean that there's less of the kind that you like out there.
True.
And if the kind that you like was on the radio all the time, you'd probably take shots at that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the fucking punk rock thing happened.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody sell out, man, they're not real on it. Like, so it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you just want to make a living, then it's like, I love having a red cup in the parking lot, my baby in my truck, and it's the same lyric for every fucking song. Mm. And here's your $1 million. None of them are like. I don't think any of them are the same. Like any hip hop I listen to now, which is the same kind of beat, vocoder machine vocals and all this. It's like. Yeah, you know what works. Get your money. It's not taken away from me. Get your money.
My beef with the mainstream country artists, though, is a lot of them still will quote and reference Hank Williams and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash. It's like, hey, asshole, Waylon Jennings would punch you in the face if he were around, and you're trying to, you know, quote those guys, but you're doing a complete 180 of what they ever stood for.
Yeah, it's the same thing like listening to, you know, Pennywise. Here's a fun drinking game. Anytime Pennywise says the word society in a song, take a shot. You'll be in the hospital in 23 minutes. It's like, fucking fuck society, dude. I saw the documentary where you dye your goatee. So I'm like, if it's for fatherhood or something, but the kids want to see that. Like, you're just cashing. You know who the audience is for you, and so you're playing that role.
Yeah,
and it's in every genre of music, not just country music.
Yeah. But man, country modern mainstream is so bad. The ACMs were on last night. Yeah. What's that stand for? Academy of Country Music or something.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it, but somebody tweeted at me today. Apparently, one of the bands I hate so bad, Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
They perform with the Backstreet Boys. So, yeah, there you go.
Well,
yeah, that's a nice collaboration.
Manufactured pop music.
Just horse shit. I'm more mad at the people that buy it up. Dude.
It's a rodeo cheeseburger from Burger King. It's all it is. Like, here you go. We can make it cheap. and you'll buy it, and there you go.
It's a better version if you just search a little bit.
Squatty Potty, fact or fiction? I think we kind of addressed that in the earlier in the episode.
I've yet to,
you know, our producer
to get on board with that.
Katie, I saw her the other night at Meltdown. Mm-hmm. She's like, I have one for my house, and she got a travel one.
Wow.
I think that goes along with how I was digging a hole in the desert and like just pants off, off.
What position are you in when you're using a squatty potty?
You're sitting on a toilet, but your feet are up, so your knees are up, and you're opening your hips up. You're opening your whole torso, and it's supposed to be like you got nothing left.
Interesting.
And in the desert, when I was in the woods, my move is to do it next to a small tree. You can get both your hands around.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just anchor yourself, hold on to that, and just
That's smart.
Squat over your hole. Because otherwise, just trying to stand there, it's
you never trust
your own balance in that situation.
Yeah.
In the desert, you had to shovel to dig out the hole. Mm-hmm. You stick that shovel in the ground in front of you and use that mm-hmm. as your anchor point. I don't know what this... I get a lot of stuff.
Oh, we should address this. We can't tell in the moment, but there's a good chance we may have static all over this episode.
But sorry, yeah, we've been looking at the phones to get the questions.
So, and apparently that causes static. So, just gonna have to deal with it this week.
We got a lot of stuff. Mercury goes into retrograde. Still don't know what that means. But does astrology count as a supernatural? I would categorize that under more of your witchcraft and spiritualizations, but I'd be, you know, it's so easy to want to dismiss that stuff, mm-hmm. but then believe in what we're choosing to believe in. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm the one saying, you know, fuck that, not real. All right. I'm going to be a little bit more open.
Yeah.
I did make a joke about, you know, how I believe in werewolves, but don't believe that the moon could have an effect on people's attitudes. And then through writing the joke is where I thought, like, I came up with some science which made me have to believe in it, where I was like, in the joke, I'm sorry to do my own joke, but like oh yeah, I believe in werewolves, but I don't believe that the moon could affect people or the but it does affect the tides because the gravitational pull of on that it has on water, and we're 70% water, so why wouldn't it? But that's on a daily basis. Maybe that's why you go about that.
I tell you, that full moon shit is legit, though. Look at crime stats and stuff.
Makes you nuts. Moons.
Like,
people. More crime?
More crime, more crazy stuff.
More well lit? Is it because it's more well lit, so more people see the crime?
That's
more people
part
see
of
the
it.
Crazy stuff?
Talk to a cop. Ask him about full moons.
Man, I ain't talking to fucking cops.
A cop will tell you some crazy stories about, like, seriously, I've known some cops, and full moons, they're busy. Yeah. They're popping on a full moon. People
that's something. We can go into more full moon happenings.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of what happens with, you know, with worshiping it and getting that, and also that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Skinwalkers, full moons. Let's look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely going to do skinwalkers.
Follow up on Antarctica. All right.
Let's mow through a couple more real quick questions, because so many people have hollered at us. We asked them to tweet at us today, and they have, so I feel like we owe it to them to at least
address. Or we can just go hog wild and do a double episode right now.
Address some of these.
Yeah, if you're feeling chatterific, Dave.
Chatterific.
And you feel like you got the knowledge to drop on these folks weighing in. Somebody said favorite sandwich. We can go back to a food one now.
Oh, man. Favorite sandwich? What's your favorite sandwich?
Without thinking, quick draw, Monte Cristo.
What is that again? I forget.
Oh, buddy. It's French toast, ham, turkey, and Swiss cheese, and raspberry jelly inside of it. Some places will then deep fry that whole thing. You eat it with a fork and knife, so I don't know if that counts as a sandwich.
Wow.
But it's breakfast and dinner. You can get it any time. But it's very breakfasty with the French toast and the jam. But you got ham and turkey in there.
Mm.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you. Serve with fruit. Serve with fries. It's very versatile.
Hmm. Man, I don't. I love so many sandwiches. This isn't a common sandwich, but one of the best sandwiches I've ever had when I used to work at the Albert in Atlanta years mm-hmm. ago before I moved to Los Angeles. My boss at the time, shout out to Ryan Crocker, good dude. He was my boss. He invented a smoked beef short rib and pimento cheese sandwich. He'd smoke beef ribs, shave that meat off the bone, throw it on some Texas toast with some pimento cheese and some pickled red onions. Oh, boy.
That sounds good.
Oh, boy. That was a good time.
What's your favorite, like, just a sandwich you can get just, with varying quality levels? Mm-hmm.
Man, like if I'm just going to like a sub shop or something.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for like any Italian cold cut, like Italian combo.
Not eating meat.
You throw some little ham, little pepperoni, some capicola.
Yep.
Some
little gabagool.
Some vinegar peppers, some mayo, some onions. Oh boy.
That I'm on board with that.
Provolone.
Big shout out to Mario's Deli in Addison, Illinois. Good deli.
Yeah.
Make some good sandwiches.
Hmm.
Owned by my friend's parents.
That's cool.
Good Italian deli sandwiches.
I like a good
Italian. Like an Italian sandwich from an Italian. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. the good bread. Shit. Man. Italian sandwich is probably number two for me.
I got to say right now, as bad as I hate to admit it, I've always despised Subway.
I was just going to say, what's your worst sandwich that you'll admit to liking?
The new Subway Italian Hero.
Oh, really?
It ain't bad. It ain't good, but for Subway, it's one of their best offerings.
I love their filthy meatball sandwiches.
I don't mind that either.
Oh, God. When they got to dig around in that shitty tub of sauce to find the last three because you're there at 11 o'clock at night. Like, ooh, those have been stewing in it probably for weeks. They're finding the one that's hidden in the corner like the fucking frog in the pool filter that's been there for 3 weeks. Unsticking it from the corner of that tub. And I'm like, oh, you betcha, throw it in there. That could just be old sauce clumped together. I don't give a shit. Let's do it. Pepperoncinis and some those triangle.
Yeah,
those fake-ass triangle mozzarella cheeses.
Oh, man, there's something about it. I know exactly. Because
it's shit.
It's because it's one of their few hot subs.
Yeah.
All that stuff kind of melts that fake cheese.
One of the most ridiculous things, one time we a bunch of friends went to Vegas. That's when I still live in Chicago, and we're all finished. We're like eating Subway. You know, everybody's just hungover leaving Vegas and eating Subway in the airport. And my buddy had a 6-inch sub left, like out of his footlong meatball sub. Like he's wrapping up. Like, what are you doing? I'm gonna take it with. How the fuck are you gonna take it with? No, take it with. Put it in my luggage. This would be when you could just like it was before 9/11. Put it in his fucking checked bag. Took a meatball sub with his check bag. Everybody's like, I hope that explodes all over your stuff. And in classic fashion, my friend Clay, not only to prove how good it was, opens it up when we get back to O'Hare, opens up his check bag, like, and eating it by baggage claim. Still delicious. Still great, guys.
Wow.
Like, you took, not only was it $5 or whatever it is back for the foot long.
Yeah. $5 foot long.
Risked his whole checked bag with a meatball sandwich. I'm a cheap ass with food, though. Now I appreciate that.
Oh, man. All right, let's do one more.
Let's give him one more.
Okay, this is a pretty good one. Dylan Simmons says, Cal Dave, what album could you listen to for the rest of your life? Double question, what about one artist for the rest of your life? Man, that's a tough one. What album?
No, because then you're selecting to ruin.
Yeah. But, like, the old question, you know, if you're on a deserted island. Deserted. Is that right? I know it's also there's also desert islands. I guess.
Yeah, well, no, a desert island is an island that's a desert. So then you die. Deserted island is just an island that's unoccupied.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's that Mandela effect.
True. What about, what? Man, that's a tough one.
You're asking to. I don't want to listen to anything forever.
Yeah. All right. Better question.
Like, what's. That's just. Like, you could just say, what's your favorite?
You're going on a week long trip, and you're only allowed to bring one album for a week. That's a better question.
Well, yes, you don't have to listen to it all the time.
Yeah. but if that's your only musical option for a week or two.
All right. Well okay, but let's fictionalize. Okay. All right. You're on a deserted island. Well, do you want like something that's going to make you feel better? Like you can pick like your favorite music, but that might be a bit aggressive for being alone on an island for the rest of your life.
True.
Like, oh man, I sure love Screeching Weasel.
Well, what was his question?
Like, I don't want to just listen to fucking fast punk rock. Like, oh god, I'm going to die here. I'm never going to see.
Okay, he didn't say anything about an island. He just said, yeah, one album for the rest of your life. Yeah, that's going to suck.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I know what he's asking.
No, I know, but like, I would just, you know, I just, what are you going to listen to forever? Cat Scratch Fever.
Ugh.
By the fucking, no, until I liked it.
Ugh.
You would only hear it three times. That's how long it is. You might not even make it through one round of Cat Scratch Fever. You'd already see your grandchildren grown and raised by the time it gets to the bridge.
Oh, man.
I keep saying Cat Scratch Fever. Stranglehold's the song that's too long.
Yeah.
Why didn't you jump in an hour ago when I was making that joke?
No, I didn't know it then. I just said, yeah.
Ugh.
Just for meaning, you know, I hope, I just now made that.
I hope you have to listen to Cat Scratch Fever for the rest of your life.
Oh, that would suck.
What's one song you hope somebody else has to listen to?
Oh,
for
okay.
The rest of their life.
Oh man, anything by the Eagles? Ugh.
Hey, you give me the Eagles.
Generic slop.
I'll give you. I'll give you the Hokey Pokey.
Oh,
how many days of the Hokey Pokey?
You know what would be worse than the Hokey Pokey
before
for
you
me?
Just
shitty 90s R&B. I hate that shit.
Worse than the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah. I hate that. Ooh, I'm just one trying to get laid. I just hate all that 90s, like, just, ooh, baby.
That
you know those songs, the Ooh Baby songs.
That would drive you crazier than
that makes me want to
every run. Part of your body being put in and put out.
At least that's interactive. Maybe I could burn some calories.
Which could become an R&B song.
Oh, I don't know. I was surrounded by that, like in middle school and high school. I was surrounded by all that. Just like I didn't mind like rap. You know, mm-hmm. I dug some rap and some hip hop and stuff like that. But just that.
R. Kelly.
Real, yeah, just that, ooh, baby.
Just sexy.
Just moan, but just whiny, please, you know, please fuck me.
Well, they're saying please.
Ugh.
That versus that's what it's all about. I always thought a joke that never worked that I always try to do, I'd be like, it's just something about a self-help birthday clown. Be like, you know. Just put your left foot in and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
That is so stupid.
Just really want to do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around.
Turn yourself around, Kyle.
Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
That's not bad.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody just gave up on being rescued on a desert island and just gave in and did the dance every day and it became like their religion?
No.
Like, that's how cultures get formed. Then somebody else gets stranded, and the guy's been there for 30 years. And they're like, oh, he doesn't even know English. He just knows the hokey pokey. And then they form a society that just does the hokey pokey. Because he did it once, and rains came, and then plants grew. And now that's how rain dances start all over again. That's how we're going to return back to a more spiritual culture. There's going to be nuclear war. It's going to wipe out everybody. People that emerge from their bunkers. They're not going to have seed farms. Well,
oh, man. Dylan, to answer your question, I don't know. Just off the top of my head, Southern Rock Opera, the double disc from the Drive-By Truckers. I could listen to that for a while before I
that's
get tired.
That's depressing now.
Yeah. A little bit of everything on that album. A little twang, a little punk rockish.
That's the stuff I like, but I don't want to listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I would You know what? You know what main country song I did like? I think I heard a Miranda Lambert song on my drive. I like, but I think it's, is it Carrie Underwood? It's a song called "Smoke Break." It's real bad. It's all about being a Christian. Did we talk?
We
about
talked
this?
About oh, that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That song.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, tough being a Christian and you can't have a beer. Fucking, why does this song exist?
Well, it hits.
How did you know that? If you're a Christian, how do you know that you miss beer if you never had beer? Fucking Jesus posers. Fucking honkies. Love that song. I like bullshit, man. Yeah, somebody's got some Pittsburgh stuff. I don't know about any of that stuff yet. People Skype in. We can't figure out Skype to save our lives. We tried to do it. But yours worked. I had to do an interview on Skype the other week. It was just 40 minutes of, oh, hold on. Hold. Oh, wait, you're frozen. Now I'm frozen. Hold on.
That one you helped me with. We spent 20
yours
minutes
worked.
Setting
mine didn't
it up.
Work.
Yeah, but then the interview went. Was terrible.
Yeah.
Why do you think you'd be good for this show? You called me, lady.
Well, don't shit on people publicly trying to give you a career. Conspiracy theory specific to stoners. Chemtrails. Chemtrails is interesting. Chemtrails exist. They can manipulate weather to some extent. But for the most part, it's just... isn't like frozen? It's the... Whatever, the exhaust is freezing, and that's what you see. Allegedly.
That's what they want you to think.
Allegedly. But I do believe they can. They do manipulate weather sometimes. Try and cloud seeding, I believe it's called, to get rain going.
Supposedly there's a clip Ryan Singer was telling me about. Some clip and some Russian politician was being interviewed. And he said it like – and he caught himself midway through. But he's like, oh, yeah, we all know like that we control the weather. And like he said it as if it was like common knowledge. And then he's like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, can we just not trust Russia about anything at all right now?
Yeah.
Just everything out. Well, this Russian. No. No. Don't believe it.
Oh, boy. Zanku is fighting back.
Zanku will do that, especially when you have kebabs or a plate.
I had the half chicken. You know what I did? Let me talk about this real quick.
Okay.
I was pretty proud of this move.
Zanku's a shawarma place, if we haven't discussed it. That's its own conspiracy. One brother killed the other one in that Zanku
family. That's
true,
yeah. And shawarma and also rotisserie chicken. And I got the rotisserie chicken with the side of hummus and a side of rice.
Yeah.
I just dumped the rice into the hummus and mixed it all about.
Oh, shit.
That's what it's all about.
Like a real Henry Ford over here coming up with these inventions. Yeah man, that's
just
what you do.
Rice and hummus mixture.
Yeah.
Boy,
That's just concrete for your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, got a lot of hour and 27.
Yeah.
A lot of shit we talked about here.
Yeah, we did. We did talk a lot of shit.
I almost think this is just two episodes.
You think so?
Like, just sit with this. Start. Listen to this. Well, if I could say it now, we wanted to say it in the beginning. Listen to 45 minutes of this. And listen to another 45 minutes of next week.
You're always trying to scam an extra episode. Hey, well, just take that one, cut it in half.
I mean, if people were paying for it, I'd fucking give it. You know, I'd be like, all right, lucky you. But we're just giving this shit away.
That's true.
All right. You want to do a comic of the week?
Yeah, let's do a comic of the week.
Was that your recipe, putting rice into the hummus?
Wasn't my recipe.
All right.
That's just how I spent my lunch time today.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Rice in the hummus. They give you a little well in the hummus. Put the olive oil in there. And
yeah.
Mix all that.
I do that all the time. I put the tahini in the hummus. I put the hot sauce
tahini.
In and mix it all up.
I still don't know what those pickled wedges are.
Oh,
those beets? Are they pickled beets?
Me, no, they're not beets.
They give you these little strips, and they're pink.
Shit, I can't remember what they are, and I like them. They're really divisive. Some people hate them.
Yeah, what's the hate?
I think they're delicious.
Yeah, it's a pretty...
It was like a new flavor when I had it. You know, it's exciting when you get a new flavor. Sometimes you're like, oh, I haven't had something new in my... Like, oh, this is brand new. It's a rutabaga. It's maybe a turnip.
Could be a turnip.
Might be a turnip. Could be a turnip. That's the takeaway.
Comic of the week, Chad Daniels.
Oh, Chad.
You know Chad?
I know Chad from way back. We did a Comedy Central Laugh Riots contest in the early aughts. Maybe aught.
Really? Funny dude. Where's he based out of? Minneapolis?
When I knew him, he was in Minnesota, yeah.
Okay.
He had one of the funniest jokes about... It was... I'll butcher it, but just... It was like a combination of like... Somebody being racist, like, well, I can't stand black people. They like watermelon. They like fried chicken. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, I like fried chicken. He's like, I love... I butcher the joke. He's like, black people, they're lazy, and they like fried chicken. They like watermelon. He's like, hold on a second. Like, I like fried chicken, and I love watermelon, but only if it's seedless, which makes me lazy. I might be black. And then something about like making that guy who said it like, all right, buddy. Well, what's your name? He's like, my name's Truck. It's like, it's not Truck. Stop reading your belt buckle upside down, which is one of the best.
That's funny.
Like, it's not Truck. Stop reading your belt buckle upside down. What's your name? My name's Truck.
Truck.
It's Kurt. Stop reading your belt buckle upside down.
Oh, that's good.
Goddamn joke. Still with me. 16 years later.
Chad Daniels got a brand new album out. Came out a couple of weeks ago. About a month ago. Footprints on the Moon. And that's got to be his fourth or fifth album. Mm. He's got Natural Selection. Came out in 14. He's got You're the Best. Came out in 2012. Busy Being Awesome. Came out in 09. So dude's putting out a bunch of good albums. The new one, Footprints on the Moon. I skimmed through it. Solid stuff. Dude is just solid. Just one of those comics that he's been on late night a bunch. He's done all the late night stuff. But just one of those comics that's just like...
Go listen to hilarious people out there.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh and you want your life to be a little bit better, enjoy some comedy.
Mm-hmm. Why would you not?
All right. Remember that. If you're hungry, put your rice in your hummus.
Yeah, there you go.
Think about that.
Why eat them separate?
Look at that. Take your grains and put them in your... garbanzo beans.
You got anything to plug?
Well, we don't know when this one's coming out, do we?
Yeah, we do. This one's coming out on the 11th, April 11th.
If it is, if today is the 11th, you can see me at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon this weekend.
Okay, nice.
If today's the 11th.
Yeah, today's the 11th.
You're saying it like it is.
It is. I'm sure of it. We control this shit.
Who controls the weather? Boogie Monster controls the weather.
Helium, that's a good club. Yes. From what I heard.
Yes, I enjoy it. Portland, good city. Helium, good club. Everything's lining up to be great. Nathan Lund from Denver is featuring.
He's
and that
funny.
Guy makes me smile. Got to see him at the wedding last weekend. Or 2 weekends ago.
Nathan's funny.
It's the 11th today.
I just got back from Denver.
Yeah?
If this comes out on the 11th.
Oh, well, really? How'd it go?
Pretty good. looking ahead to May, I'm doing a whole month in May. That's why we got to stockpile some of these.
Yeah, you figured out some Photoshop shit. You've been butt-fucking that Instagram
oh,
a bunch
man.
Of stuff.
Yeah. I get tired of relying on other people to make posters for me.
Put them up there. Put them up.
Figured out how to do it.
Put them up. Get them up.
May 3rd, St. Louis, I'll be at the Monocle. May 4th, I'll be in Chicago at the North Bar.
And Chicago, my hometown, take care of Dave.
Would you believe it was my first trip to Chicago?
Oh, jeez.
I've never been to Chicago. I went through there once. I did a one-nighter way south of the city years ago.
Bring some Zantac.
Yeah.
Bring something for cholesterol and let people treat you.
All right. So, yeah, May 3rd, St. Louis, May 4th, Chicago, and then May 7th, I'll be in Cincinnati at the Woodward Theater. So those are just a few of my upcoming dates. So, Boogie Monster Pod.
Yeah, I think they know.
Yeah, they know that.
Sure. Nobody's listening. It's an hour and a half. Everybody's done.
Well, all right, then. We'll just turn it off.
The Boogie Monster.